We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 6:30. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Thursday, July 20th. Emergency crews responded to a child left in a hot car yesterday. It happened shortly before 11 o'clock yesterday morning. The 1300 block of Stratford at St. Thomas Aquinas Church near 13th and Woodlawn. The mother of the child got the girl out of the car before emergency personnel arrived. Crews took the child to the hospital to be checked out. The girl doing fine. According to Wichita Police, the family was attending church camp. The parent and other children got out of the car. It was about an hour before they realized that the girl was still in the car. Just before 11 a.m., the temperature in Wichita was around 90 degrees already. Now let's take a look at that weather forecast. Another hot day on hand. Meteorologist Dan Holliday filling us in. Dan?
Well, good morning. It is already a warm start to the day, and temperatures may be in the low to mid-90s by noontime. We're expecting to get to 102 this afternoon with a gusty south wind and an excessive heat warning in effect. That means it will feel closer to 110 later in the day. Clear tonight, our low 78. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Wichita, we have a sunny sky, the sunrise in effect, a little breeze out of the south. It is 80 degrees. We're on our way to a high of 102. KNSS weather is brought to you by The Monarch, featuring the perfect patio for conversation and cocktails. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. That's The Monarch in Delano. KNSS news time is 6:32. Wichita police have received a federal grant of $875,000, allowing them to put a special team together to patrol Broadway from Pawnee in the south up to 21st Street up north. That team consists of six officers. It's been operating already for a couple of weeks. The project is called the Broadway Corridor Project. Sergeant Bob Gulliver supervises the team.
First 2 weeks have been very good for the officers. We've been on foot patrol. Basically, the six officers are going door-to-door, business-to-business, contacting everyone within the corridor. As they contact them, they ask about any specific issues in the area, and that's where we're generating these 154 complaints that we've gotten so far. We are probably 85% done with contacting everyone within the corridor, at which time we'll start addressing the complaints specifically.
Chief complaints received from businesses and residents so far include larceny, vagrancy, prostitution, speeding, and illegal dumping. The bike and foot patrol is a four-year project. A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by Kansas sex offenders confined indefinitely in a state program for post-prison mental health treatment. U.S. District Judge J. Thomas Martin ruling this week that the suit failed to provide details to support claims that the treatment the offenders are receiving at Larned State Hospital is so inadequate that their confinement is unconstitutional. Kansas law allows the courts to order sex offenders held indefinitely for treatment after they have served their prison sentence. The 25 men who filed the lawsuit 3 years ago are among more than 250 offenders confined in the program. Only a relative few have been released since it began in the 1990s. The U.S. Supreme Court declared the program constitutional in 1997 because of the promised treatment. Sir Paul McCartney performing in front of a sold-out crowd of more than 12,000 people last night in downtown Wichita at Intrust Bank Arena, first performance ever in Kansas by the former member of the Beatles. McCartney never even stopped to take a drink of water, performing 40 songs in a concert lasting 2 hours and 50 minutes. KNSS, National News Time, 6:34.
O.J. Simpson goes before a parole board in Nevada today, making his case for freedom. Simpson has been in prison since 2008 for a hotel room armed robbery and kidnapping in Las Vegas. ABC's Alex Stone is at Lovecock Correctional Center in Nevada.
There's no way of knowing how the four parole board members will vote today. If they are not unanimous on parole for O.J. Simpson, then they'll have to confer with the rest of the board. A decision is expected to come today. The board has previously deemed Simpson to be low risk. His chances for parole are believed by many to be good.
If paroled, Simpson would not leave prison until October. Doctors in Arizona diagnosing Senator John McCain with a brain tumor. He and his family are reviewing further treatment, including a combination of chemo and radiation. In Washington, President Trump telling the New York Times that special counsel Robert Mueller will cross a red line if he investigates Trump family finances beyond Russia. Also says he never have picked Jeff Sessions as attorney general if he knew Sessions was going to recuse himself on Russia. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
.635 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS here on a hot Thursday morning. We're under an excessive heat warning all the way through Saturday. A lobsterman in New Hampshire, where it's not this hot, has joined an elite club. He caught a rare blue lobster. Yeah.
The blue lobster.
That happened, yep. He thought initially he had snagged an albino lobster when he examined his catch off the coast, where New Hampshire borders Maine. He quickly realized his hard-shell lobster was unique blue and cream color.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it was like Andover High School.
Cerulean blue.
Yeah. The oft-cited odds of catching a blue lobster are 1 in 2 million.
Hey.
But no one knows for sure, it says.
This guy struck the blue lobster lottery.
Says the lobster is unlike anything he's ever seen. He gave the rare crustacean to the Seacoast Science Center in Rye, New York, to study and put on display.
And boil.
The center aquarist says the blue lobster will go on display in the exotic lobster tank once it acclimates to the water.
Ah, nice.
So very rare. They say probably like 1 in 2 million. Not even 1 in a million. 1 in 2 million.
A new home for blue.
Blue, the very rare blue lobster. Hey, everything old is new again sometimes when it comes to the world of technology.
From ABC News, Tech Trends. Atari appears to be cashing in on the retro game craze. Those of a certain age likely have fond memories of their old Atari gaming consoles. And in Gadgets, Dana Woolman says it may come as a surprise to some that Atari is actually still a thing.
Atari is coming out with its first new consoles in over 20 years. It's called the Atari Box, and it's going to come in two slightly aesthetically different editions, both of which are going to have a retro design.
The move? Not unlike what we saw Nintendo do last year.
Last holiday season, the Nintendo One was a huge seller. In fact, it was sold out almost everywhere. So at first glance, this seems like Atari kind of trying to cash in on the same nostalgia trend.
The new Atari boxes will look like the classic consoles, but will be fitted with USB, HDMI, and SD card reader slots. No word yet on price or release dates. With Tech Trends, I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
She said people in a certain age range. Yeah, that's mine. I'm right in the wheelhouse on that one.
Tech Trends, the old Atari.
The old Atari. I remember that well.
Oh, heck yes.
Yes, my older brothers had one, and it...
Well, everybody had one. I mean, that was everywhere.
It was great. Of course,
I did not have one. We did not have one.
You guys didn't have one?
No, we weren't a computer game house growing up.
Huh. Yeah, we had one. We had a bunch of games for it. Had a lot of fun with it.
Maybe it predates my childhood a little bit. But
post-dates. You're a little,
most kids didn't have computers. I mean, that kind of came a little bit after my childhood years.
Yeah.
But I do remember one of my friends, one of his dad was an aeronautics professor out at Wichita State.
Yeah.
And he was like the first kid I ever knew where he had a computer in his house. And they had this pretty rudimentary game on it that we would play. And I was like, wow.
It was incredible.
This is before. This is really early stuff. It was a game that had to do with weather. You would calculate the wind speed and everything, and then you could use lightning or wind or hail or rain to destroy the other person's house.
Oh, neat.
It was very interesting.
I'll have to look that one up.
But
I haven't heard of it.
And, you know, it Maybe it was a prototype. I never saw it anywhere else other than this kid's house.
Do you remember what kind of computer that was?
Oh, gosh, no.
No.
No. But that was you know, this, I'm talking, this is probably the mid to late 70s, maybe.
Wow, that's...
So it was, yeah.
That's probably pre-Apple
IIe. It was pretty early stuff. All right, it's 6:39 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. It's time for the Commodities Update. Let's check in with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted. Yesterday, the live cattle and feeder cattle started the session lower and ended with large triple-digit gains on an outside trading session. Now, much like on Tuesday, the cattle complex yesterday lacked any type of fresh market-moving news to go along with the market direction. The choice box beef has now dropped 21 straight sessions price-wise for a total loss of $41.80. The lean hogs yesterday closed positive. On the close yesterday, August live cattle, $2.20 higher at $117.27. August feeders up $2.90 at $154.50. And August lean hogs, $2.07 higher at $82.57. The corn and soybean futures traded and closed positive on Wednesday. The Kansas City and Chicago wheat traded mixed and made new lows for the move and closed negative. Overnight, the wheat futures have made new lows for the week once again, and the corn and the soybeans are on the positive side. Moisture continues to fall in parts of the northern plains and northern corn belt this morning. September KC wheat is down a half a penny this morning at $4.99¾. December corn's trading 4¼ higher at $4.50. November soybeans up 8¼ cents at $10.20¾. August crude oil, 18 cents higher this morning at $47.30. August gold down $6.70 at $1,235.30. September S&P 1 point higher at 24.72½. September dollar index, 29 cents higher at 94.88. And September Dow Jones futures up 4 points at 21,600. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, I guess I might already know the answer to this question, but how does a week like this with extremely hot temperatures affect agriculture here in the state?
Well, it's not good for the crops.
Yeah.
You know, they can take a certain amount of heat because, you know,
right.
You raise them in Kansas. We're used to seeing heat in Kansas, but there is a limit to everything, and too much heat, not enough rainfall, has an adverse effect.
What are the crops that are really we're keeping an eye on right now at this time of the year?
Corn's one of the major things. We've got corn that's on both sides of the pollination stage right now. It's a very critical growing period. The soybeans, they got a little more time to go down the road before they get into a critical growing stage. But that corn is really something that's being watched the most right now.
Yeah, and it's that corn belt where this heat, excessive heat warning is today. Us in Iowa and Missouri and Illinois, it's right there.
It's exactly right. We need to see this high dome of heat move out of this area and give us a little relief, which it sounds like we got a little bit coming maybe towards the end of the weekend.
All right, sounds good. And it's good to talk to you. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
That is Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities with the Commodities Update right here. It is 6:42 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Gifting grandparents. What might that be about? Well, we'll find out when money tracker Don Grant fills us in. It's coming up soon right here. Stay tuned. Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!